Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday the 14th of April. Events over the weekend once again raise questions about policy competence in the United States. On Friday, US President Trump rapidly retreated from the draconian 145% tax on US consumers of goods from China, as far as it applied to smartphones and certain other technology goods. This must in part reflect the visibility of such a tariff. Generally, consumers are sensitive to high-frequency purchases, like food and fuel. Trump has rapidly retreated from taxing those goods in the recent past. An iPhone is not that high-frequency a purchase, but it's probably frequent enough and important enough to a wide range of consumers that increasing its consumer price by around 60% or more would be very noticeable to US consumers, hence the retreat. Retreating from tariffs is a sensible policy choice, and more of it needs to happen if the US is to avoid a recession. However, over the weekend, a number of administration officials suggested that this was temporary, and more taxes on smartphones and other technology are coming. This was then backed up by social media posts from Trump, who also noted that a 20% tax would still be charged today. A pause of a few weeks in the higher tax rate is not going to lead to the construction of manufacturing plants in the United States. Indeed, given the erratic nature of policy, it's hard to see why any company would believe now is the right time to make a multi-year commitment to investing in the United States. This constant uncertainty is naturally accompanied by investors questioning whether there is a competent plan behind these actions. Economists, who do perhaps prize rationality a little bit too much, are struggling to find anything in this slew of social media comment that supports the idea of a master plan. In March, China saw a strong increase in exports with a 12.4% year-over-year rate of growth. This almost certainly reflects US companies desperately importing and stockpiling ahead of the tariffs. Some of this trade will be pushing components to other countries for export to the US. A battery made in China, sold to the United States, is taxed at 145%. A battery made in China and put into a laptop made in Vietnam is, at the moment, taxed at 10%. Obviously, this level of export growth is front-loading. Gain now, pain later. That applies as much to US consumers as to China's exporters. If US importers have front-loaded ahead of Trump taxes, they could delay consumer price increases. They may choose not to delay consumer price increases and instead increase profit margins by selling pre-tariff products at post-tariff prices, but China's export surge signals that there is at least a chance of a lag in the US inflation response of some months. There are a couple of US Federal Reserve speakers on the agenda today. Their views on how much US inflation rises and how much US growth falls from here on are of some interest, of course, but one cannot pretend to have any precision with this much policy uncertainty. Fed President Harker is speaking on the role of the Fed, and that might be worth looking at quite closely. The independence of the US Federal Reserve is under threat, a very serious threat, from court cases working their way before the US Supreme Court. It will be interesting to see how much Fed speakers start emphasizing the value of an independent central bank. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.